Good afternoon, and thank you so much for calling Arch Top Fiber. My name is CJ. With whom do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
This is Greg Felton again.
Hi, Greg.
Hi there. I just talked to you.
Yes, you did.
I did. It lasted about half a minute, went down. So I figured I'd let you go look at it before I reboot
it. Yes,
everything.
Absolutely. Let's
Something is obviously a little...
All right, let me go ahead and take a look at the router, because it may just be the router on that end. That's interesting. Can you check all the secure, the connections on the back between the router and the modem? That Ethernet cable?
Yeah.
Just to make sure it's tightly in there.
All right. I'm gonna turn the speaker, the phone on, speakerphone, if I can figure out. Well, I can't figure out how to do that, but okay, I'll do that and I'll pick the phone up in a second.
Okay, perfect. Thank you very much.
All right, I'm back.
All right.
I wiggled everything and moved it in and out, and still nothing that I can see.
Okay. All right, let me go ahead and reboot that modem once more, and then I'm going to reboot the router once it comes online, so that way we can get that taken care of. Because, otherwise the light levels look fantastic.
There should be
no issues.
Yes. Because I went on right when you said you reset it, and I went to go to the next page. Yeah, the router just rebooted. All the lights come on. The cable modem.
The modem, yeah.
Fiber modem, yeah. What do you call it?
I just call it a modem.
Modem, okay. Well, I guess.
I mean, the proper term for it would be ONT, but...
A Linksy? Okay.
No, O-N-T. O as in octopus, N as in Nancy, T as in Thomas.
Okay. All right. Well, okay, we'll give it a few seconds here because it's going back and forth. I that kind of befuddled me because I said, I'm not going to reboot it. I'm just going to call back and see what you can see.
Yes. Absolutely.
Interesting.
So once that's done rebooting, it should come right back on, and then I will reboot the modem itself.
Well, the modem rebooted when you did that. Like I said, all the lights came on, and the router's on and everything, but looking for the world, as I say, looking for the internet.
No, exactly.
Now the second light is the three lights are on, but the second light is in red.
It may still take a minute.
Okay, I'm just seeing what's going on. Okay, now it's blinking.
Yeah. And then once those all come back on and the router is on, I'm going to go ahead and reboot the router. So you'll see the router shut down and then come back on, and it will blink green for a little while.
Okay. I hope I'm not holding you up from other stuff.
Oh, no, you're fine. This is what I'm here for.
Yeah, it's tough. You got to be there the whole, you got an 8-hour shift on Saturday or something?
Typically whenever I work, it is an 8-hour shift, but
yeah, good.
It's back online and I'm rebooting it.
Okay. Yep. It looked like it came back online.
Yep. That way it clears out any errors out of the router as well, in case it's on the router side where it's just not recognizing.
Okay. Super. So you're the only person online help on the help?
No, there's a few of us.
Okay.
But sometimes it just redirects their the calls. If you recently called, it'll redirect back to the person that you had previously if they're available.
Oh, wow. Great.
Yes.
Right, that's right. When you answered, I said, good, I got the same one. I didn't know.
No worries. So it is rebooting at the moment.
Yeah, I see it. Yeah, just not doing anything at the moment. Interesting.
I'm going to reboot it once more just to make sure everything gets cleared out.
Okay. Okay, all three lights came on the modem.
Yeah.
I can't believe how fast this system is because I had Spectrum before this, and my up was 11 megabytes a second. Now it's a gig and a half a second, my upload. That's amazing.
Oh, I know. The speeds are great.
Yeah, no, it's super.
All right, and then it should be coming back online in a moment here.
Yep.
It is blinking on the router, correct?
The router is not doing anything. No, it did. The top wire, now it's blinking. Yeah, the world is connecting to the internet now.
Yeah,
the two are on.
That should be. So it should only take another minute or so.
Okay.
And then I'll be able to do a speed test, just to make sure. As long as it comes back online, right?
Yeah. Well, the three lights are on the router, the modem. The router, the one little light that connecting to the internet is still blinking, but it's blinking blue, so.
Which means it's attempting, yeah.
Okay.
That's consistent with the reboot.
I am connecting right now with email or Google, but it's loading, but I mean, it made an attempt, it started to, but
mm-hmm.
It appears to be offline. Okay, well, mine hasn't stopped blinking, so.
Yeah, and then worst case, if it keeps doing this situation, what will happen is I will get a tech out to you to go ahead and get you a new router.
Okay.
Because it definitely doesn't seem like it's an issue between the network at the street and the home, and it
yeah,
doesn't seem like it's an issue
that.
With the modem.
Right, because you connect right away. Well, it's still blinking in blue, and like I say, when I clicked on Gmail, it loads a little bit of the Gmail information,
mm-hmm.
we're having trouble connecting. Now it just says, you appear to be offline.
Yeah, and that's normal, especially with the reboot. It does take a few minutes, like I said. Unfortunately, it's not as quick as we would love it to be.
Oh, no, I remember dial-up. So
so do I. Oh, man,
okay,
I'm plugging the phone.
So you're older. Yeah, you're a little older than that.
Yeah. So
well,
we had to unplug the house phone, plug it into this little thing that would pop out of the laptop.
Yeah.
We had AT&T dial-up.
Well, I think we had... I think it was AT&T or Verizon. I think it was AT&T, though.
Yeah, we had AT&T.
Then,
I was in the city.
Yeah, and then my two kids, they all wanted their own, so I had to have two wires ran to the house.
Oh, man.
Shortly after that, because it was just crazy money, I just ordered just Spectrum. And like I say, that's 25 years ago, because that was in 98 when I was doing that, so... And, the blue is just still sitting here blinking, and, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, doing the same thing with Google. It starts to load a little information and then just stops.
Okay. At this point, I'm starting to wonder if it is maybe. Nope, it's back online.
Okay, let me try it.
Now I'm going to run a speed test just to ensure that everything is working properly.
I can't connect yet, so I'm not connected yet. The blue light's still blinking. And
yeah, on my end it shows back online, so it may still take a minute or so for your devices to start connecting.
Okay.
Your UMA connected.
Oh, you can see that? Wow, that's amazing. Well, on this side, yeah, it's blinking like it's going to connect. Well, you can see everything that's plugged in. That's amazing.
Yes, anything that's connected to the network we are able to see, especially which helps us with the troubleshooting, especially if you have like a device that's for some reason not connecting.
Yeah. Connected, right.
Because then we can see if like other devices are connecting fine. We can see how far away it is based on the signal that it's getting and the speed that it's getting and any interference that it's getting. So
I think there's two TVs, two phones, the kid upstairs.
You have an iPad.
She's using an iPad, yeah. And then there's two or three computers on a internet, the cable's going up there, and then they have a Wi-Fi up there. So.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Yes, it is a bunch. I'm still not connected. Google's, like I say, it comes up and goes about three quarters away and stops.
Yeah, for Google. Sometimes it does that, and especially after it's been changed, sometimes you have to like factory reset the Google Home Hub. Like that's the device that I have is Google Home Hub, and it's always a nightmare with that thing. Anytime anything changes, like they had to swap out my router one time, and I had to factory reset it in order for me to connect to the internet again. Yeah, it also makes it more difficult because my kitchen seems to have some kind of interference with the building materials because the moment I walk into the kitchen, I get no signal.
Oh, wow. That's crazy. Yeah. I live in a brick house.
Well, the kitchen was an addition to the house.
Okay.
So.
Right.
All those outer wall building materials are between the dining room and the kitchen.
So am I talking to Kingston right now, or because I think it's Florida and Kingston? Oh, I am. Okay, I was curious. Yeah.
No, so we're actually headquartered in Kingston.
I know where you are. I worked for Kingston City Schools for 30 years, and then we just retired.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I did all the boilers in the Kingston School District out of all the buildings, like 22 buildings, so for a bunch of years.
Yeah. So let's see what else is connected. So far, it's just the UMA that's connected.
Okay.
And it is via Ethernet.
Mm-hmm.
So that would be why.
Yep.
Let's go ahead and take a look at this and see why the Wi-Fi is not.
Because the light is still blinking blue.
Yep.
Okay.
I'm rebooting it again just to make sure because at this point I'm starting to think there may be an issue with the router and that's probably why it's not.
Okay.
So I sent that reboot signal over.
Okay. Router hasn't rebooted, it's just still sitting there blinking. So
yeah, it takes a minute for it to receive that.
Okay.
So just bear with me one moment.
Yeah, no problem. It's fine then. Okay, I just lost the third light on the router. And then the modem completely went out. Yep.
Well, the modem should be fine.
I misspoke. The router went completely out. The modem lost one of the three lights. Yep.
Yep. So that, because I sent that reboot signal over, that's why.
Great.
So, yeah, no, don't worry. So I'm definitely going to go ahead and take a look at this and see what we can do. It should be coming back online here momentarily.
Okay. See, you got to be a kind of a rounded bout because you got to be a bit of a techie yourself. To do everything.
I've always been pretty technologically inclined as far as it goes. Yeah. I mean, my poor mom, she could barely even switch between the smart hub and her cable box.
I ran a huge program in the schools because I could change the temperature or turn a boiler on or off in any room or anywhere. I mean, so it was a huge program, and it was, you know, so I had to do from outside and inside the network, and it's got to be
quite an
interesting job.
Yeah. I believe it. I mean, that sounds like it was pretty insane.
Yeah. Well, I got to talk to all 14 of the schools, so I could, you know, a service call, instead of doing a service call, I could, you know, bring up the screen and see what was going on, and I could see if, you know, something wasn't running or if the boiler was out or... I could even see, you know, if it was a leak, you could tell because the hot water wouldn't come back to the boiler. So you could tell kind of what was going on, or you could, you know, if somebody was cold, you could turn it up. It was crazy how much stuff you could do.
Oh, I mean, technology has advanced so much.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I mean, the internet became public, what, in 93?
Yeah. Yeah.
I was 3 years old at the time. I had my first laptop at the age of six or eight.
Wow. My dad designed some of the computer stuff. Dad was an extremely smart man that worked for IBM, right? He started.
My grandfather worked for IBM.
Yeah. Well, my
he worked at the Poughkeepsie location.
My father worked in the clock area, which I think you are in, where the big clock was on the building. Maybe you're just to the right of it. But Dad started there, and then he went across the street, and then he went over to the Edgewater property, the first one. So Dad bounced all around, but he designed, and he started there in 55, and he was put on the military computer, the Sage computer, and he designed all the memory. He's got all kinds of patents in memory and stuff like that. Like the memory that's in a computer, he designed a lot of it. It's crazy, you know, when you think how. His first computer was just a DOS-driven thing. You know, you got to type every command in. That was like crazy.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty insane, you know, like how IBM and, you know, how much they've gone up, and then now they've downgraded so much.
Yeah, it's nothing. Yeah, nothing.
No. I mean, they still have a location in Fishkill over by John Jay, but.
Yep. They used to have the one right in Poughkeepsie there. That's,
yep,
that's,
right there off of, what's
right
the name
at
of it?
The end of Speck and Kill Road.
Speck and Kill.
Yep.
All right. The Wi-Fi is back on. Let's go ahead and see if we can get those devices to connect.
So now.
Oh, we got the Roku on.
Okay.
Which computer are you using?
I'm using the Mac Mini.
The Mac Mini. Because I see a whole bunch of rogues.
Okay. The only thing that's connected right now is, I think, the Mac Mini. Okay, now I
see the M2 Pro. It should be coming on back online here in a moment.
Yeah, the M2 Pro, so you can see that. That's crazy. Yep, so I'm back on with this. So what? So how did we, or how did you manage to do that? Just to reboot again, or?
Yeah, I manually rebooted within the system.
Okay. Well, we'll see how long it goes. I guess we're good then, right? For now, as long as nothing acts up. I guess we'll give it a shot. So.
I'm seeing the iPad 6 is also reconnecting.
Okay.
So everything's looking good now. Sometimes a couple reboots is what needs to happen. I'd like to stay on the line just a little bit longer to ensure that it doesn't go out again. How long did it take the last time, like between our two calls?
I got off the phone and it was not working. I'm thinking, contemplating on now, what do I do, you know? So
Go ahead and try something on your computer where you're able to go to your email, try browsing the web for whatever it was that you were doing before when the situation happened. If it goes out again, then absolutely, I will definitely get a tech out there.
We had Mike when he put the equipment in. Yeah, and he was great, and I of course, doing all this stuff and doing a lot of it for the schools. I even ran, you know, fiber optics and stuff for the schools. I did a lot of crazy stuff, but I drilled all the way from the below the entrance to the wire fiber, all the way through the house, all the way up to the other end of the house and up, and I had a string all out there, and he came and I said, all you got to do is tack to the wire here, and we'll just pull that cable right in. And he goes, really? I said, yeah, really. You know,
went out again.
Oh, boy.
Okay, so I'm definitely going to get a tech out to you. I'm going to open a ticket.
All right. Yep, it's out.
Oh, it's back online. Oh, interesting. Nope, everything's showing online now. Let me run a speed test just to make sure that it's receiving, you know, the proper...
I'm not online on this end. It might show I am, but I'm not. I can't connect.
Okay. Give me one moment.
I'll do a speed test if I can, but... I can't connect through here.
So just bear with me a little bit.
Yeah, no problem.
Oh, I tested the speed. And the speed seems to be fine.
Okay, so I'm going to reboot my computer.
I got a speed of 2,099.88 megabytes per second on the download and 2,100 on the upload.
Great. Okay, I'm shutting down. I guess what I'm doing, I should just do it. Well, I guess I should shut down. Just make sure it's down and out. All right, so I'm shutting down. So you'll see the Mac Mini go down. Rebooting the Mac.
Yeah, because I'm seeing the Apple Watch, the iPhone, the Roku, the Apple iPad so 6.
Yeah, ups, that's up.
And
there,
the UMA.
They got a lot of Windows machines that I've gotten. When I got out of the school district, I had Mac for a long time, and I got this.
Yeah,
Mac
I use.
The Mac Mini is unbelievable how fast this thing is and what it'll do.
Oh, I believe it. Yeah, they have great processors. I'm familiar with their OS because I had to teach my mom how to use it, but I'm not typically an OS user for iOS.
So I'm going to do. I can't connect right at the moment, but I'm going to.
I got the iPhone 14 connecting now.
Okay, that's what I'm running. So yeah, all right. Maybe my computer went dead. Yeah, I'm not connected. Says I'm not connected. So now can my phone be connected? Something going on with my computer right now. Okay, now it opened. Oh, you're reloading something. Okay. Yeah.
I mean, everything looks good now.
All right.
And it has been longer than the last time, which is good news.
Okay.
I'm definitely hoping it'll stay that way.
Yeah, well, I'm not. My phone's connected, that's great, but my computer won't connect.
Okay.
So I'm trying to do another reboot, make sure. Janet, do you have your iPad handy? All right, I'll try that. My iPad's here, so let me see if I can connect it up.
No, all puppers.
All right, so let's go. Yeah, I'm not connected on this end either. So both of these are not connecting. You might be able to see it, but why?
Yeah, because everything is still connected. Got the iPhone 14, the Apple Watch, the regular iPhone, the Mac.
The iPad I just tried and it won't connect.
Interesting. And they're not frozen either.
Okay, so I still can't connect on a reboot with my machine. And her machine, I think, nope, it's still frozen. It won't go anywhere. Nope. Her machine won't connect either. So currently, I think I'm talking on my phone. I try it. And now, what should I do for my wireless? It shows I'm connected. What can I do? Connect to the internet cable to it because I'm wireless.
I'm gonna go ahead and open that ticket and make sure.
I just booted up an HP printer and Envy, so you'll see that come up and see if you can see it, because that's weird. I can't connect with anything.
It is definitely strange, especially when I can see them connected on my end.
Right. So that would kind of indicate that the wireless router is connected now. Because I'm all wireless everything, I think. So can you see the Envy? It just booted, so that should be up and running.
Yeah, it's got about a 30-second delay between my system and yours.
Okay.
So it will definitely show once it starts connecting.
Okay,
and it's connecting now.
Okay, so I'm going to shut down my computer completely and start over again and see what So you can see it. That's insane. So I'm shut down and reboot my computer again from a cold start. It sounds like you can type fast.
Not that fast, as much as I would love to.
Sounds like you're typing faster than I can.
No, I can't. I wish I could reach those 40 words per minute. Unfortunately, I cannot.
I know a gal, and I forget what her typing rate was, but she was just the most amazing thing I've ever seen. She could type so faster than I could talk, I think.
Yeah, see, I wish I could do that. I don't have that capability, unfortunately.
My sister is deaf, and she was born deaf, so she can do sign language
very fluently,
faster than I can talk. I mean, because they leave out all the ands and ifs and buzz.
Yeah,
they just talk along, and it's just crazy. I still can't connect. So obviously, the only other thing I could do is try to connect the internet wire to the computer. Might be the only thing I could do.
So, you still can't connect
wireless,
even on the iPad?
I'll try again. Okay, so nope, it doesn't go through. But yeah, you can see the printer. That's what blows my mind.
The printer is showing online.
So this is receiving a signal but not transmitting a signal.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, because even our system shows everything connected, but it seems that none of the devices are getting on the internet.
Right. Well, I've done 3 reboots on the computer, and
wow, I can't type. All right, so I've got you down here. Let me take a look at the schedule and see if there's anything that we can do as far as today goes.
Yeah, I'm going to check to see if I actually have... Yeah, I have a phone signal, so the phone is connected, but I'm connected to the internet. So, yeah, it's just a router, obviously, then the router is... Not sending me a signal.
I do have a 3 p.m. available.
Okay, I'll take it.
let me just make sure. Yep, I do have a 3 p.m. available indeed. So I'm going to get you scheduled for 3 p.m. for that trouble.
And then can that person that brings the modem change the password for me? Because the last time I had to call in and talk to somebody and they had to do it, you know, for me or...
Yeah, I mean, they would definitely be able to do so. They can also help you with the HomePass app because you do have the capability.
Yeah, I'm not going to – I don't put anything on my iPhone, and it's the only other thing. And, you know, I don't put stuff on there because it leaves an open hole, and I don't like that. And
no, I get it.
Last time I just called in, and they changed it for me. So if the tech can't do that, then I'll have to call back and have it revamped, I guess.
Okay. Well, I've got you down for 3 p.m. today.
Look, you've been wonderful. I apologize for holding you up so long, but you've been great, and you've done far above what you should, you know, probably should.
Well, I mean, that's really what we're here for. I mean, we're here to help you in any way that we can, especially when it comes to your service. If you're having difficulty with, you know, your router, then obviously we need to swap that out and get that out to you as soon as possible. Because especially with me being a mom, I totally understand the need for internet.
Well, there's 3 people here, and we do use the internet a lot, and I love the service. I mean, it's been great. It's awesome. But at least my phone's working, I guess, because I got a signal. I haven't tried to dial out, but it's connected to the internet, so I would think.
Yeah.
it should be fine. So, all right. Well, I appreciate all your help.
Oh, you're so very welcome. So I've got you down for 3 p.m.
Okay. And if I call back later, the person that answers can change it for me? Because I think last time they had to get a voice. Yeah, okay. All right. I appreciate that.
Just so that you are aware.
Well, yeah, my phone just went out.
It just went out? Okay. Just so that you are aware, when the Wi-Fi password gets changed, you will have to reconnect all of the devices back to the internet.
Yeah, yeah. No, I don't have any problem with that.
All right. Just making sure. For some people, it's a nightmare.
I know. I used to program my own routers and do all kinds of stuff. That's why I say I come to this router and I was like, I got in the back door. Well, I got in and it only gives you a little bit of stuff. It won't let you do anything, you know, because it was 192.168.1 and 4.4.4.0. And I got in. I figured that out. And it won't let me play. And I was like, okay. Because I've always had routers and you just go in and program them. They all give you these disks to program them. I just go in and program them, but not so easy. Yeah, everything is out right now again. So
okay.
We'll see.
I mean, on my end, everything is still showing connected. That's what the craziest part is.
Yeah, well, my phone's blinking red, so it's I don't know if it's going to reconnect or what's doing, but right now normally the OMA is blue when it's on. Now it just went to red. Now, yeah, it's showing all kinds of crazy lights. So I guess it's kind of going back online, but yeah, it's something's going on.
Yeah, there's something going on with the router. So that's why I did put in the notes for the tech to swap out your router for you.
Okay, great.
Okay, right. And I'm also going to contact them just to make sure that they know that you are experiencing the issue and what to bring when they come over, okay?
Okay, great. Thank you very much for all
you're so very welcome, and thank you so much for calling Archtop Fiber again, and I hope you have a fantastic rest of your day.
Okay, thank you very much.
Happy New Year as well.
Yep, you too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.